July 25th, 2024, JEDCO Executive Committee Meeting.
And you know how everybody talks about the terrible twos? No, she was an angel. Right now, it's like it's a whole different thing.
Excuse me. She came into the world with that. It was crazy.
Yeah, my granddaughter was like that, and now she has this long hair.
I get my daily dose of pictures.
Your daily dose, that like comes your whole day.
Yeah.
Sort of squeezer and serves the liquor all over her.
So every time I try to just send me a
99% attendance today.
Yeah, and it means, oops, we did all these idols, and now thinking about it, you know, all this fraud. Not only can it just
This is lately, sure, you mean I don't have anything to read?
You can add lib if you want.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I get to practice here. Right?
Now you have to remind me how quick.
I know, and they're
I know.
I'm gonna tell you. You better be careful. It was smooth, short.
That's great.
Took more.
Well, they're not, they're not.
They know.
They're doing their job.
No, I keep watching.
Really, still not 2 seconds late?
I haven't even gotten a chance to meet them. When they go by, must be during the week or something.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, great.
Good morning. Hello, good morning. I'd like to call the JEDCO Executive Committee, July 25th, 2024. A meeting to order, call to order. And let's start with our pledge of allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great to see everyone again. I'm sorry I wasn't here for the last meeting, but I hear Jocelyn did a wonderful job, so thank you, Jocelyn. First, I'd like to welcome guests. We have Colin Sisco, Parish Attorney's Office, and the approval of the board absences for today, July 25th, 2024. We'd like to excuse Brian Hayden, and I need a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. The approval of the minutes for the June 27th, 2024. Motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Any public comments on the agenda items today? We're alone today. Unfinished and new business, approval of chairwoman's travel expenses.
So just very briefly, the bylaws require that if the chairperson is traveling on behalf of JEDCO, it does require board approval to reimburse for those expenses. Myra will be attending with me the Jefferson Chambers fly-in in September to Washington, D.C. We'll be meeting with the delegation. Congress is in session. It's sure to be an interesting time to be be in D.C. We have it's a package. It's $2,700 plus airfare. So the total cost of her travel would be $3,206.95, and I just need a motion to approve that travel.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? No. Motion passes. Approval of JEDCO's 2025 proposed budget and financial updates. Jennifer?
Hi, good morning. So in your packet, which I think it starts on page 6, You see the budget sheets that detail the proposed budget for 2025. Also, if you take a look at the sheets, it details the actual expenses through June of this year as compared to our budget for 2024. Expenses, just halfway through the year, expenses appear to be on track, trending with budget for the current year. I don't see anything large, unexpected, worthy of discussion. I think we're trending with what's budgeted. So no unexpected expenses that I'm, you know, seeing to blow the budget,
okay,
if you will.
That's great.
For the 2025 budget, if you look at page 5, I'm going to go over, I feel like, just here, we got the first amended budget approved at the last meeting. So what I'm going to do is go over the summary on page 5, which basically just takes you from what we approved for the first amended budget in 24 to what we're proposing for 25, and just go over some of the major changes. Basically, the summary on page 5 details your change to fund balance. So what's changing from the current year to next year? Obviously, the one of the biggest things on the revenue side is the occupational license revenue and the increase. This hasn't been confirmed, but I put a 3% increase. The increase is based on the CPI adjustment. I'm waiting for Victor to confirm what that adjustment will be for next year. Year over year, it has been hovering around 3%, so I'm hoping that's, you know, we can hold at 3%. Another major change in a decrease to revenue was just, and this is, again, this is just changing from this year to, you know, to next year, and there was a decrease in pilot revenue, and that's just basically we had a large closing cost fee received on Latrim that won't be received again. We'll just get the annual revenues from that. And as you recall from the last meeting, we had $200,000 received in. That's going to help with the food incubator building, so we're not getting that $200,000 again. So that's just another change. But those funds are restricted to pay for the expenses for the building. On the expense side, salaries and benefits increasing, and really the increases are due to a couple of positions going. We had them prorated in the current year. There'll be a full year next year. That's the director of Churchill, and the E&I director will come on full year next year. Also, average 4.5-ish% salary increase, and I'm assuming maybe a 3% increase on health benefits. Mm-hmm. Again, hoping all that comes in a little lower, but it should be a little lower, but I'm going to be conservative with the 3%, and we can amend it if it comes in lower. Also, speaking of insurance on the liability property side, I am assuming an 8% increase on property again. I think I'm in the middle. It could be a little higher, could be a little lower, so we'll see where that comes in. Not major increases across departmental operating expenses, $22,000. That's just a net increase across departments. And again, that's really attributable to a couple of new departments. And again, they were prorated in 24, full year in 25. Let's see what else. Computer, I mentioned moving everything from Azure to the cloud was going to save us money. Just another $15,000 in savings we were able to remove from the budget in addition to what we saved in the current year. And then a major expense, we ended the CEA with Stewart. That was the 106,854, that was the last payout, so we won't see that expense again in the 25 year. So rolling what we're projecting for 24, but $244,000 surplus, we are anticipating a potential slight deficit in 25. But again, I have some very conservative increases for insurance that maybe we can bring down when we see what those actually come in. Any questions?
Can on property and liability, mainly property, just because of everything everybody at this table deals with, how are we covered? For property, like how much do we have? Is it the whole building? I know the art's
different. We just did an audit of our coverages to take a look at that. We were overinsured in a couple of areas. Do you know the limits offhand?
Good.
We can get you those limits, but we were definitely insured over-insured on the building. We had full cost of what we paid to build this building, and that's not what it's worth. And we need to do an appraisal. We're still working on that to make sure we're actually where we need to be. We were over-insured in D&O insurance, so.
Don't know what that means.
Dirk is an officer.
That's you. That's so you don't screw up.
I assure you. You cannot be over-insured on me.
We should bring it back.
Yes.
But we did that audit before our most recent renewals, and that resulted in significant savings on insurance.
$70,000 to $80,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to save the money. I just, you know, the last time we had a fire out here with Ida and storm season, and all of our insurance is crazy, so I just felt like I want to make sure that the building is good to go.
Yeah, we're in good shape there.
Any other questions, comments? Okay, so we'll need a motion to accept Jennifer's proposed budget.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. President Seale?
We have a brief agenda today, so I'll update you on a few things. Most notably, one of the priorities on the horizon right now is the construction of our food incubator. As you all have been updated, we have received good news from EDA on the grant. We are working to finalize the match from the parish and the state. But in advance of that, several of us on the staff took a field trip up to Baton Rouge yesterday to visit the LSU food incubator, which is really the only game in town after the closure of Edible Enterprises in St. Charles Parish. It was eye-opening. Of course, it helps to have a university attached to the incubator and the funding sources that go along with it. But it was eye-opening for us, and we had a couple of our staff. Neil, I don't know if you want to add a few comments about what we saw both there and at the additional visit you all took.
Sure. The LSU Food Incubator, Foodie, it's an amazing program. They're actually functioning at capacity right now. They draw from all over, not just the Baton Rouge area, but they even have someone coming in from Florida and someone else coming in from Texas, which means that they're actually not just generating potential businesses locally, but they're actually, in effect, recruiting from outside as well. So this is an identified need here in Jefferson Parish by the Edge, as well as our strategic plan here. Churchill, it would be a great addition to have. The other visit we did was to Nexus Louisiana, which is the Louisiana Technology Park. It's a public nonprofit. They currently serve 35 to 40 businesses, 40 businesses per year. And again, this is an identified need by the Edge and the Churchill Strategic Plan. These are target industries. One thing in particular is that LED has identified, the new administration in LED has identified that one of their priorities is to create corporate headquarters, to build it from scratch here locally, rather than try to recruit corporate headquarters from other states. And these two functions, both the LSU Foodie and Nexus Louisiana, effectively does so by leveraging the university students as well as locals who in Louisiana who have great ideas and accelerating them to market so that they could be functioning businesses here. So both great opportunities that we hope to duplicate their efforts here in Jefferson Parish and specifically in Churchill Park.
You have a question?
Yeah, when you say food incubator, are you talking about like the way Idea Village is an incubator and accelerator for businesses generally? Or are we talking more just like it's a commissary operation, you go there to produce your test product or your small batch product and you use space there So, or is it both of those things?
So they do do both of those things, and Annalisa can talk about some of the differences between Idea Village and LSU Foodie, but one of the things that LSU Foodie does is that they do a lot of coaching, and they help because they're not all of their tenants, with, you know, they rent space, are business savvy. A lot of them are very new to the permitting process, the business plan process, and LSU Foodie helps accelerate them to that, through that whole process, and get them ready to go to.
Including FDA regulations.
FDA, and they even talk a little bit about USDA, but really FDA is what they're focusing on.
Yeah.
And will Delgado be, if this does come to fruition, the entity?
So we've talked about a couple of opportunities there, Xavier potentially, and Delgado as well. But one of the more exciting opportunities that we have is we have the funding in place to construct the building. We know that these operations are typically subsidized. They're not money makers. And we have begun work with Benson Capital on a potential partnership. It's a stated goal of Ms. Benson's to get into the food space. She has indicated that. And that's been relayed to us. So we're hoping that we can formulate some sort of partnership there, and to help us have a bigger impact than just what we have now. So we have a lot of opportunities there, and that's really exciting. I think that train's heading down the tracks, and I know the staff's invigorated and excited about it. So we look forward to the food incubator creating a even more campus-like feel out here, and more traffic.
There's a big need for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our funding for the roadway, which finally at the end of the legislative session had moved all into priority one funding, at bond commission yesterday, it got pulled back out of the larger portion of it. So we're still in priority one. It's just not in cash right now. So we have to figure that out. But that is to build the new road here in the park, which will eventually become the main entrance and align with the Ilario Sports Complex going out to straight out to Lubaco, which would provide great alignment. And we recently, Lacey, myself, and Neil met with Mr. Marcello and Mike Sherman to talk that through and our priorities there. So that's all going well. We're joined by a new mascot here, our wild boar. I know that's always a hot topic of conversation, but if you've been following the press, the population is increasing rapidly, especially in St. Charles Parish. I'd like to think that's because we're spending money to trap them here and running them elsewhere. But I've asked Scott to work with Trapper John just so we can try and get more data on what we're trapping. What we don't know is, just by trapping, how much we're running away from here. And I mean, a lot of that cost is unrealized because you don't see it. So we're continuing to remediate the wild boar population.
We're trapping them?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
You haven't paid attention to the financials?
No. I thought we were shooting them.
We're doing both.
Okay.
Wait till the food incubator finds out.
When you trap it, you do it.
At the very beginning, we'll shoot them.
So when the
where do you put it when you trap them?
When the Patrick Taylor School when the Patrick Taylor School was being built, if you came out here at night, a lot of the laborers were living out here in trailers. They had fires, and yeah, they were I think it's not, it's fairly gamey. It's not something you would choose to eat, but but yes.
Is it a free fire situation? Can anybody get a rifle out here and come start
no,
shooting?
No, it's not a free fire because we've had spouses of employees offer to do it for free. We've had all sorts of offers. We don't want unlicensed, unpermitted hunters running around our building. Avondale, just to speak briefly about Avondale, Avondale Global Gateway has commissioned NAI International. If you don't know the NAI name, that's the entity that just bought Latter & Blum, for example. They're one of the larger firms in the world. But their industrial site selector group based out of South Carolina or North Carolina has engaged with us. What we're trying to do is come up with an innovative package that they can use to go out to their all of their clients to try and bring some more tenants into Avondale. So we're working there, but we do know we're in the top two now for a major prospect there. They're considering us, and I want to say somewhere in Virginia. Actually plays well with the wind power piece because it's a company that actually makes and distributes the underwater cabling that brings the power from the turbines back onto shore. So we're working on those prospects, and that's going well. You are also probably aware that we've been working on the marketing front with a new branding campaign for the parish. That has gone well. We've met with the council now. We think we've arrived at a final tagline. We're going to now commence working on the revamp of our website and the new front door for Jefferson Parish. So that's going to move forward. We'll be excited to unveil that when we have everything trademarked and reserved, websites reserved. Ube, the EV battery company that had announced they are going to Cornerstone, we now know they're going to celebrate their groundbreaking in November. They're back and forth whether or not they're going to host that here at our conference center or at the Cornerstone site. But they will have all of their Japanese leadership in town for that. So that'll be a great opportunity for us to showcase the foreign direct investment coming into the parish. Cornerstone additionally has just signed, I want to say within the last week, another LOI on an additional tenant desiring to come into the park. So the large-scale capital investment has not slowed down. In Jefferson, we continue to perform well. We have lots of interest still in the market. And with that, I'll answer any questions or anything else you all want to know about.
Has anything else happened about the celebration next year?
The bicentennial.
Yeah, bicentennial.
So the bicentennial of Jefferson Parish, the actual day of the bicentennial, I think, is 2 days after the Super Bowl. I feel like most of my days are consumed with going to Super Bowl or bicentennial committee meetings, which we have a lot of work coming out of those. So I'll touch on both of them from the Super Bowl standpoint. Myra is on there. I'm on there. There's an economic development committee of that Super Bowl host committee. What we're trying to focus on is while these executives are in town, the Fortune 500 all the way down, how we capture them, how we tell our story better. GNO Inc., I think much like they do with Jazz Fest, is going to host, reserve a house that can be their home base. And because all of these people are coming and gone, they all have their own schedules, their own parties they're attending. But try to host something that'll be home-based where we can have our folks stationed to help tell that story. We have another meeting this afternoon, I believe. So we'll continue to get information on that. But 2 days after the Super Bowl is the parish's actual bicentennial. The parish president has made this a priority in the celebration of the bicentennial. She wants it to be organic. She wants it to be a year-long celebration. We have identified what we believe are the oldest companies in Jefferson Parish, and we're going to try and celebrate those companies in a number of ways throughout the year. Things from trying to implement lighting of the Huey P. Long Bridge, for example, that will not be done in time for next year, but we would like to be able to announce that in the next year. We have already met with the Public Bell in the Port of New Orleans. We believe that some of the major rail lines do have money and have expressed indirectly to us that they're willing to put some money towards this. They, at the same time, their major focus is putting stanchions around the bases of the Huey P. and the Crescent City connection to prevent something like in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. But the port shared with us what their estimates were on those stanchions, and actually I was shocked that they weren't as expensive as I would have ever guessed. So the port thinks that we may have a play for some money to carry out the lighting. Of course, with the new LED technology, that cost has come down significantly. The maintenance comes down significantly, and we have a baseline to go off of now with the Crescent City connection underway. Those are things that might come out of both the Super Bowl and the bicentennial. The parish is going to be holding a bicentennial gala celebration, I believe, at Lakeside Mall. The file organization is going to sponsor it. So there'll be things all throughout the year. The parish in the legislative session passed there's a bill that has approved a bicentennial license plate. So I think the parish has to have so many people sign up for that before they can go into print. But
1,000.
We will be sharing that information as we get it. We're happy to distribute. The only other thing that I wanted to just put on the table for your awareness, what's the date of Senator Cassidy's visit?
August 20th.
Senator Cassidy had asked me to set up a meeting with one of our companies. He wanted to tour. But he also wanted to have a roundtable with some of our membership. I'd like to have, 10 or so of our commissioners in attendance. So what we'll do is we'll send out an invite, first come, first serve, if you're able to make it. The company he's going to tour is Wristband. That was a Solomon company. They do all of the wristbands for festivals and concerts and cashless transactions and things like that. And that they do business all over the country, and they're based here in Jefferson. So we'll do the tour there, and they have a conference room that we'll have a round table with Senator Cassidy. So we'll send that out to you as well.
Thank you. Any other updates or comments from the commissioners? None. So I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Nobody wants to leave.
Okay. Motion by Jim. Steve.
Jim.
Jim.
Second.
And Jim. Second.
Okay.
Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you. That was quick.